Facebook is announcing today that they've removed two misinformation campaigns connected to the Russian state-funded propaganda arm, Sputnik. In a statement, the company said they took down about 500 pages and accounts on both Facebook and Instagram that date back to 2013. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Nina Jankowicz, a global fellow with the Wilson Center's Kennan Institute. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Do we know what kind of a message these sites were pushing?
Well, in general, they were pushing a divisive message. A lot of times pushing things that were anti-NATO or anti-local governance in these countries, in particular Ukraine. And this is particularly concerning because in Ukraine, they've got a presidential election coming up March 31st and a parliamentary election later this year. And we know that these countries have been the front line of the information war, and we've ignored that at our own peril.
We tend to think of Facebook, we being Americans, being used the way we use it. Is that how it's used in the rest of the world? Is it a bigger gorilla elsewhere? Help us understand the role of Facebook in other parts of the world.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Dan. It is a bigger gorilla elsewhere. You know, I'll give you an example from my time living in Ukraine. I had a cell phone plan there that gave me free access to Facebook. So almost all of my communication with Ukrainian colleagues and friends happened on Facebook Messenger because they got that for free. So they look at news on Facebook, they communicate on Facebook, and that makes the risk of being subject to disinformation much, much greater than it is here. It is essentially the homepage of the internet in many developing countries.
I've got to believe there are more of these out there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. These are hundreds of pages that have been up, as you said, some of them since 2013, connected to the Russian state-funded propaganda arm Sputnik. And, you know, I think it's only a matter of time before we see more of them come out. And frankly, it's a little bit shocking that these pages, which were sharing direct links to Sputnik in many cases, weren't uncovered by Facebook sooner.
Is this a technological problem, a management problem? How do you view it?
Well, I think Facebook has been really slow to recognize that this is a problem, and especially with regard to dis and misinformation outside of the United States. You know, they've been very focused on English language stuff. This is in Russian, Ukrainian, and a few other local languages, and Facebook has been slow to invest in that cultural and linguistic competence. So I think it's a lack of understanding, lack of recognition of the problem on their part, but also it's part of their business model. They depend on advertising. They depend on user numbers and account numbers that they've been slow to report when they take down fake accounts. So I think it's a very complex problem. They're starting to address it. We're finally starting to see steps in the right direction, but you have to wonder if it's too little too late.
And this isn't the first. I mean, there have been, of course, maybe the most notorious would be the genocide in Myanmar that included a huge Facebook component to the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, there was also a lot of mis- and disinformation surrounding the recent election of Bolsonaro in Brazil, and that wasn't only on Facebook, but also on the Facebook-owned messaging platform, WhatsApp. So they hold a huge stake in all of this. We've also seen a lot of Instagram pages getting taken down just before the midterm elections here in the United States. And, you know, this is a multi-billion dollar company. I'd like to see them investing more on the detection side. They certainly have the technology to do it. There are a lot of brains thinking about this issue outside of Facebook, and it seems that they rely on those brains rather than in-house expertise. And for a multi-billion dollar company, that's simply not acceptable for me.
So do you see a way forward for them? Because their concern, of course, is that by giving away the way they do things, they've given away an essential part of what makes them the successful and financially successful company they are.
Well, you know what? I think they'd be a more successful company if they were protecting democratic discourse around the world and not just allowing a free speech free-for-all. I mean, I wrote a piece for Slate this week that said that Mark Zuckerberg thinks about the internet as sprinkling everyone with First Amendment fairy dust, and that's just not the case. They are a private platform. They have terms of service, and those need to be enforced, particularly when it comes to elections and democracy around the world. And I don't think they're giving anything away when they're, you know, transparently taking down pages that are violating their terms of service.
But you touched on something important, right, for a lot of people, which is, you know, my angst about a particular post may not be yours. How do they tread carefully into this area of content?
Right. That's the key question here. And it's a question for, I think, our generation. There's a difference between expressing your opinion about something and willfully spreading dis and misinformation with an ulterior motive. And I think that's what we're seeing. It's the difference between, you know, state-funded efforts to do this sort of thing and your Uncle Joe or Aunt Jane at the Thanksgiving dinner table who may or may not believe in a conspiracy theory. It's the difference between this stuff getting amplified millions and millions of times and one person's post to just a couple of hundred friends that may be their opinion. There's a difference between opinion and stating something as fact. And Facebook doesn't want to be the arbiter of truth, but it's, you know, the biggest gatekeeper in media in our time right now. And I think they need to start exercising that role.
Nina Jankowicz, thanks for your time this morning. Ms. Jankowicz is a global fellow with the Wilson Center's Kennan Institute.